It's Tuesday, June 13th, and you're listening to the DreamStation.cc video game show. I am your host, Chris. This is show number 59, one away from 60. Check out our website, www.dreamstation.cc, for news, reviews, interviews, forums, podcast feeds, and our downloadable show archive. If you'd like to send us an email, audio questions and comments are preferred. Videogameshow@dreamstation.cc is the address. Today with us, we have a couple dudes in addition to myself. We have Bob.
Guten Morgen.
We have Phil.
Hey, anybody realize that we're missing MC Frags a lot?
Yes.
I didn't get to him yet. MC Frags a lot.
I'm busy building a wall with my roommate.
And Keith.
Ever since the time I was young, people enjoyed the sound of my voice. Like a Twinkie, like a Twinkie.
We're going to talk about a bunch of stuff this week. We can't talk about the EA thing until next week, so I can scribble that one off my list. What are we playing? Sony pushes back Blu-ray players. Sony's hub strategy. The PlayStation 2 outselling the Xbox 360. Over and under. The Wii old school will cost you $10. Developers on crappy games. Lastly, we're going to have our forum question. We're going to give a new one because we haven't in a while. And lastly, our mailbag. Mailbag!
Housekeeping.
First, welcome one and all, especially those of you arriving late to our podcast through either like Major Nelson's Pimpage or Gamertag Radio or any of the other 83 sites that were at the EA Community Day Summit.
See, now I'm all nervous. Why'd you have to bring that up?
I'm sorry. Basically, what we're going to try and do is for the next couple weeks, anytime we do some crazy jokes that no one will get, we'll take a little bit step back and we'll explain it. Aside from that, welcome aboard. Please keep arms and legs inside the vehicle.
Brace yourself. This is one hell of a show.
So I'm obviously back in Ohio, the armpit of America. I spent the latter part of last week in Redmond, Seattle at the Microsoft headquarters with the guys from EA. They had a Battle for Middle Earth 2 community event.
Okay, I gotta cut you off right there. You're gonna say too much and get us in trouble.
No, I'm not. I honestly won't. We're under NDA until the 16th or the 19th or something, so next week we'll talk about the actual details of the game and our impressions and stuff. What I will say though is that it was probably the most amazing experience I've ever had. I mean, you get to go around to Microsoft.
Hear that, Heather? Hear that,
yeah. Apparently well, wedding was...
Aside from my wedding.
The honeymoon must have been a real breathtaking moment.
All right, so it was up there. Let's just say it was up there. Met a lot of cool gamers, and just bear with me while I shout them out here. Gaming Steve, Kester from Heaven Games, Arctic Aurora from GameReplays.org, Kula from Xbox365.com, Matt G, who is an MVP moderator on the forums there, Jason from StrategyInformer.com, my buddy Godfrey from Gamertag Radio, the guys at Microsoft, including Tony, happy birthday, Tony, John, Larry, Caesar, Uncle Peter, Michael, E, Aaron, Laura Foy from G4, the EA crew, APOC, Raj, Lou, and Ritz, and anyone else that I have missed, email me and I will hook you up next week.
Hey, can I take a moment to say
No, probably not. We did a joint podcast with myself, Godfrey, and Kula from Xbox365.com. That will be up here soon. We recorded an audio roundtable discussion with Peter Moore. We had a couple interviews and some coverage and stuff. We will be putting that when we are available to. I will just say again, thanks to EA for getting us and organizing us and bringing us out there, and thanks for Microsoft for hosting. It was... Yeah. See, let's move on to actual stuff. Last week was my wife's birthday, and she got laid off, so I would like to just thank you, Heather, because basically in her horrible, horrible week, I was like, I'm going to go to Seattle. I'll be back on Saturday. Xbox Live Spring Update is out. It's got over 100 features, including, and most importantly, the background download, along with the 6-slot queue. DVD playback and music playback have been enhanced. It went up the day before I went to Seattle. I like it quite a bit, but I'm going to nitpick, because as was noted very much at EA and Microsoft, that I'm not happy with anything. The 6-slot queue is very cool. You can just queue up 6 different things of various and assorted download sizes and just go away and come back, and it's awesome. You can't order them in the queue. You know, again, dude, this is nitpicking, but you can't order them in the queue. And I wanted to have more than 6 in the queue, because I put, like, all the big demos I never got, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to just download this little tiny 20 meg thing. Oh, no, wait, I have to wait for the 1 gigabyte thing to finish downloading so that I have a slot. But whatever, so far so good. There was also 20 backwards compatible games, 20 plus games coming on the 360. I think that was just announced today. That you
Waste of time.
Yeah, Doom 3, Lego Star Wars, yada, yada, yada. We talked a little bit about that at Microsoft. We were on Peter Moore's Freudian slip side that we're not big, big fans of backwards compatibility. But he was like, no, that's not what they meant. He meant that nobody is worried about it happening. It's not that nobody likes backwards compatibility. That's just us that doesn't like it. What else do we have? Oh, there's some soccer thing going on in Europe. I'm not really sure what that's all about.
No one cares.
I think we got crushed the other day.
Yeah, it was a whopping score of 0-0 in the second half. Last I saw, between France and Switzerland or Saudi Arabia? I don't know.
Dude, it doesn't matter.
That sounds thrilling, to be honest. I mean, painstakingly interesting TV. Is it on the Outdoor Life Network along with the Stanley Cup that no one cares about?
Yeah, I guess that's your answer.
Those two sports, they're like, whatever. Stanley Cup, what? What's that? The DS Lite has launched. I hope to get one shortly. Nintendo is rebranding some of their game.
I thought you were a hockey fan at one point, weren't you?
I was, but it's too much effort to find the Outdoor Life Network on TV. I don't know what channel it is. And
hockey isn't easily accessible on television here.
If you're in the market for a new PC, the 24th of July is rumored to be an AMD price drop. So if you're going to upgrade, may want to wait until then. Again, it's just a rumor, but whatever.
I was planning on upgrading mid-July, yes.
Dungeons & Dragons has added solo content and made their game easier for noobs.
No kidding, really?
In English, that last sentence means we only have 90,000 subscribers. Please help. I guess I could drop. I talked to some of the guys at Microsoft about the camera, that Uno camera that we're all worried about, the winking brown eye and stuff.
Yes.
It will only be available to people on your friend list, so you can have whatever picture you want, but if it's not on your friend list, you will not see that picture. You will see their public icon.
Oh, you guys are going
to
see.
Yeah, and you can also turn it off at any time, thankfully, so.
Oh, good.
Oh, I did want to say a shout-out to Video Game News Radio. Jedi Hillis and Kevin and those guys gave us some pimpage. Does anyone else have anything going on here in housekeeping they want to get out?
www.sigmateam.net. Alien Shooter 2 will be released in July. I don't know if anybody remembers. I recommended Alien Shooter 1 quite some time ago. It is a very fun independent game. The game is called Alien Shooter 2, and it's going to be out in July, and I'm very pleased about that. It is an indie game, so more pimpage for the indie developers. I'd like to apologize to Omega Something or Other, who mentioned... A lot of people have been messaging us in City of Villains. Omega Something. I didn't see what his name was. It messaged me while I was in a Mayhem mission, and he was like, yeah, great show, and whatever. There was so much going on, I was being chatted to, and I lost, and I didn't get to reply, and I felt bad. But everybody else I've been really careful to reply to and talk to.
Song, the intro and the outro music was, again, by Ben Drake. It was the MC Frags-A-Lot 2.0 remix. MC Frags-A-Lot, since here, this is that little time where we're going to do the pop-up video. MC Frags-A-Lot was Tom's name for himself because he found many other podcasters and online people had, like, cool nicknames.
Next topic.
What did we do at Dream Station this week? We have a review of the Altec Lansing surround sound system. There's a model number on the end of that, the GT5051. We also have a Razer Mantis Speed Mat. Got a 9.
What is that for?
It's for PC mice to rest themselves upon, I believe. I think we also have a review of Expand Rally.
Next topic.
What are we playing? What are the top 3 games that each of us have played in the last week?
World of Warcraft, City of Villains.
Are you paying for 2 different $15 a month subscriptions then?
Currently, yes. I also played a bunch of Maddens, too.
Phil, did you play any games within the last 7 days here?
My alt on World of Warcraft for a couple hours this week. That's about it.
Bob.
Played Auto Assault for like 2 seconds and then canceled the account. I like it, and I probably would have kept it, except I'm playing City of Villains mostly. You know, I'll probably come back to Auto Assault once I have a new PC. Just doesn't run that well.
Oh, what did I play the last 7 days? Well, since I was at the Battle for Middle-Earth Community Day, guess what game I played? Battle for Middle-Earth for the PC and Battle for Middle-Earth 2 for the 360, which...
I only played the game I lent you, like...
No, this is part 2.
Next topic.
Sony pushes back Blu-ray player release. So the first Blu-ray players were supposed to come out later this month.
I love this.
It's been pushed back until August. So according to Slashdot, the 15th of August will be the system's $1,000 debut. The Blu-ray player is going to be a grand. Why not save $400 and buy the PlayStation 3? Did you guys hear about the Freudian slip thing with Howard Stringer? He's the CEO of Sony. He was talking with the Wall Street Journal, and he was talking about the X-Men 3, talking about like how great it was, but he slipped and he said Xbox 360 instead of X-Men 3. Then he went on to slam Bill Gates and said, I like the way Gates puts positive spins on setbacks, like the constantly slipping Vista release date, while taking shots at the PS3's own delayed
That's
arrival.
Okay, nobody wants to use Vista anyway.
Not so much. This is another OS I'm going to have to... Bye.
Right. Bye. Yo, ho, ho. Play the pirate song right there.
Next topic.
Sony's hub strategy. The PS3 will have free online play as well as other free functionality. Kutaragi said, Kutaragi is the guy who's like the head of Sony or whatever. He said, PC gamers are used to free online play, so that's what the PlayStation 3 will deliver.
That could be a major selling point for me, by the way. I never liked the idea of having to pay for Xbox Live on top of my broadband bill already.
You're $60 to $70 a month for your broadband and $50 to $60. Or whatever the price is of 12 months of Xbox Live. I don't disagree with you. I think the service is awesome. It's very, very well done. But then you get into the whole Xbox Live marketplace where you're going to start buying maps for different games and you're going to have to start, oh, I want this new gamer picture. Oh, 50 cents. I kind of agree with Bob. I think my worry is that Sony said most functionality will be free, which means some of it will not. They might take the good stuff and make it pay to use. Kutaragi went on to say that he wants to do a big push for electronic digital distribution over the PS3, so they're going to look for more and more games and content to be sold and downloaded direct over the internet. But if you're going to give me the entire game and it's going to be fast enough to download, I don't know how they're going to do it, because, I mean, a game anymore, especially on Blu-ray, could be...
But there you go again, blurring that line between console and PC, because you're just going to have to end up installing the game anyway, and that's just leaving the door open for patches, which was the whole point of consoles, is avoiding patches.
They're selling it as a computer. It's going to replace your computer in your house. You do not need the computer anymore. You have
PlayStation. That's right. I remember that. I'm sorry.
I'm warming up to all of these little patch services. I wish it was unified. I wouldn't mind if it was all done through, say, like, WindowsUpdate.com, because I dig Windows Update.
Like I said, major selling point if it is actually free and you can just play games over the internet like you should be able.
Next topic.
All right, PlayStation 2 outselling the 360. So in the last 7 months since the release of the Xbox 360 console, the PlayStation 2 has outsold it in 6 of those 7 months.
Are you saying that the PlayStation is outselling the Xbox 360 or outselling the normal Xbox?
No, the PS2 is outselling the 360.
Wow.
Is this in the U.S. or around the world?
This is, I believe, worldwide. In addition to today, it's happening for the last 6 out of the last 7 months.
No kidding. I would think you'd just bite the bullet and buy the next-gen system if you're going to buy one.
They averaged 246 consoles per month. That would be for the 360. And Sony has averaged 473,000 per month of the PS2. That's almost double.
Wow.
Let's keep in mind that the PlayStation 2 price is, what, $150 to $129 now? Well, primarily because they have all those games already.
And can I say something? I think you were about to say this anyway, but I mean, think about the games you can get right away if you've never bought a PlayStation 2. God of War, you get Resident Evil 4 right off the bat.
And they're all like $40 or cheaper.
Yeah, and they're really cheap and they're really, really good games.
I agree with you, though. If you're a hardcore gamer, you'd probably want a 360. If you're just a casual kind of guy...
I wouldn't even think hardcore. I mean, dude, if you're going to spend the money, just get the good one. It'll last you a lot longer.
As a parent, I don't know if I'm going to go and spend $600, $700.
It's not our show. We're the 25 to 35-year-olds with disposable income show. That's how we get our advertising.
So what month did Microsoft beat them out?
Whatever month that the system was finally available at, like, your local Target and your Walmart would be the month that it was outselling the PlayStation 2.
February, March, maybe?
Next topic.
This next segment is called Over Under. Pretty much stole this directly out of ESPN's Pardon the Interruption show.
Yeah, I like that show too.
We're going to discuss a topic, and the host will say what percentage chance they think that that statement has of coming true. What's the percentage chance that you'll be able to get a PS3 system from any random Walmart sometime before the end of this year?
I don't know numbers that low.
So Bob is going with 0%. Keith?
I'm going with pi percent.
3.1415%. All right, let's make a new rule. You have to use whole numbers. So why 3, Keith? You think it has any chance at all of happening then?
No, not at all. I just wanted to say pi, but since you took that from me, I'm going to go with 0.
Okay, 0%.
What have I missed so far? Did I miss Chris telling the Microsoft story?
Which Microsoft story?
The trip?
Yeah, kind of, although I didn't say a whole lot because we're under NDA.
Oh, so have we sold out yet? Is that still under NDA?
No, I think I mentioned that I'm a pretty easy buy, so.
Okay, because if we sold out, I want in.
Well, Tom, since you're here, I guess we'll just...
I am going to say 0 only because now everyone's talking problems with the Blu-ray, so I'd be really surprised if they're able to get PS3 out by Christmas. Plus, I just think it just makes sense, especially you've had this whole string of bad marketing. Why not now just wait until your third parties can kind of catch up to you? They said a few things like, well, we don't need to release with titles. At this point, I'm saying, Sony, probably it's best to maybe push this back to 07 so you can release with good titles. In 2 years, everyone's going to forget that you kept pushing the release date back. If you release with bad titles, that's always going to leave a bad taste in everyone's mouth.
You're amazing. You should be hosting this show because it took Chris like 20 minutes to get all that out that you just said in like 2 sentences.
Okay, Tom, you're hosting the rest of the show. Go!
Oh, hey, I hope everyone enjoyed the show for June 13th, 2006. Good night, everyone. I just wanted to jump in and say hi, so at least I was part of the show.
Any thoughts on the Sony's hub strategy where it's going to be free online play, they're going to give free functionality for the PS3, electronic digital distribution?
I don't want to comment on that right now. Of course, they have to say that because they have to come out, they have to one-up Microsoft somehow.
And why don't you want to say that in public?
Well, because it's kind of knee-jerk. I haven't really read about that, and I haven't given it an opportunity to give it some thought. Not that, you know, we pre-think our opinion.
I was about to say, do we give anything thought?
You prepare?
I want to incorporate standards into the show.
Go finish your wall or whatever you're building.
All right. Goodbye, guys.
Are you coming back, Tom, or no?
I will. Buenos dias. ¿Cómo se llama?
I guess I should point out here that not all Mexicans are Canadian, and not all Canadians are Mexican. That's an inside joke at Microsoft this past weekend. So, and I'm going to go 5%. And I think the only way you'll be able to get it is you're going to have blind luck. Someone's going to accidentally sell it early, or you're going to have to camp out. Percentage chance of 4 new Xbox Live Arcade titles by the end of the year. This would be your Street Fighter 2 and your Pac-Man and your Galaga. And your
how many?
4.
That's it?
I'd say 98.
All right, so Bob's going 100. Keith's going 98%. Philip?
I'd say 99%. That conversation you had with a dude about Street Fighter 2 and how much flack they're getting about not getting stuff released.
Yeah, I'm still trying to get a hold of him. 4 games, I'm not quite as optimistic because we were told that we were going to be getting a couple games a month, and I don't think we've gotten much since Uno, and before Uno it's been a while. So I'm going to go 50%. So the percentage chance, sorry, here's a little background on this one. I can't just jump right in. Louisiana had a game bill passed into law, I believe, unanimously, like 35-0, that it's unconstitutional. You can't buy the game. You know the drill by now. They don't want minors getting a hold of games. So they passed this thing unanimously. What is the percentage chance that the Louisiana game bill slash law will be found unconstitutional?
Pretty high. 70 at least.
70% for Bob?
I mean, it's just like with all these other laws that keep coming through, too much of it is up in the air.
I think the wording on this one is slightly better, although I started to read it and I was like, lawyer speak. Keith, do you have a percentage that this law will be stricken as unconstitutional?
84%. With Hillary Clinton in the Senate, anything can happen.
I haven't gotten your jibe in on Hillary in a while, Keith. That was nice.
Phil, do you have a percentage chance here that the Louisiana game bill will be crushed?
Dude, just pick a number. 75.
75%. I'm going to say 80%. I think there's a very high probability that it will be because, let's face it, everything else is.
Can I say something?
You can.
This segment's stupid. I don't like this at all because there's no real answer. I mean, it was just like we all give opinions and it's not like the fact or crap. It's like, you win, you pick the right one, yay! Nothing gets accomplished here.
Okay, Bob has spoken, so the over and under will probably never make an appearance ever again unless viewers writing a mail campaign. All right, here's the last one here. What's the percentage chance that Duke Nukem Forever will be released before this time next year? So you have until like June, July next year. What's the percentage chance that'll happen? Keeping in mind that they just announced some kind of big, huge percentage bonuses that if they can get it out by December 31st this year, these bonuses
50.
Get surprisingly high.
It could happen.
Keith?
63%.
Phil?
I'll probably say 50%.
And I'm going to say 0%. It's not happening. Duke Nukem is not coming out ever, but surely not by this time next year. Well, hey, we tried something new. We didn't have any factor craps in a while. We tried over and under, and we'll never do it
again.
Don't
care for it.
Sorry. I'm just trying to shake the show.
I'm just trying to put some paprika in this show.
It makes food look pretty.
Paprika is the spice of life, my friend.
Next topic.
All right, Wii Old School will cost you $10. The president of Nintendo, Satoru Iwata, said that the Wii's virtual console, that's that thing where you get the old...
I'm sorry, what are we talking about?
The virtual console for the Wii.
The what?
We're going to have to eventually...
We're not. We're not going to have to do
that. Say it the right way.
Okay, the console formerly known as the Revolution.
Thank you.
Well, why don't you just say that one from the beginning?
That console has a virtual console inside of it with which you can use to play all the old school catalog of Nintendo games from the NES through up to whatever. They came out and they said that
compatibility.
These were going to cost you between $4.50 and $9 United States bucks.
Or if you have a PC.
That's Tom's. They have emulation ninjas. We have emulation pirates.
Yo ho ho.
There is still no launch date for the console formerly known as Revolution, by the way. Here's my question, though. Is $10 too much for old games that you've played 100 times, such as Zelda and Metroid and Mario Kart 64?
Yes.
Compared to free? Yes, it's too much.
It's one thing to play, you know, an indie game that's not as polished as the other guys. At least you're getting something new and different. I cannot stand getting a nice, brand new, shiny system and then, like, wanting to pay Mario Brothers or original Zelda on there. It was awesome back in the day. Now it's just the ghosts in the maze. This is f***ing retarded. I can't believe I was at one time amused by this.
Next topic.
There was an article on Game Daily Biz, biz.gamedaily.com. Designers who make the games, and basically the tagline for this is, if the game sucks, don't blame the developer.
Excuse me?
Basically what he was saying is that, yes, you can design games, can be all fun and great and wonderful, but the people who have the real power are the publishers, the licensors, the directors, all these other people that you have to answer to, so you don't really have any say in how your game is designed. This guy was from High Voltage. David Rodriguez is his name.
I mean, you can't blame the code monkey for gameplay issues. He's just doing his job. Can you blame the company whose name is on it, like the Sigma team we were talking about earlier? If that game sucks, can you blame their publisher? No, because, you know, you're going to have, like, your five guys that are in charge, and they're calling all the shots on actually what gets to be in the game and what isn't, and it's up to them if they decide they want to kowtow to their publishers or not, or stand their ground and really put in the features that they want that's going to make the game worth playing.
He said he was involved with and watched games that were on track to be possibly a good game slowly get churned into a giant steaming piece of crap through no fault of the people directly working on it. Developers, for the most part, want to make great games, and they work themselves to death to get it done, but no matter how hard you work, sometimes someone more powerful than you is going to come in and stick their in your peanut butter. I've always wondered, at what point in the development do you realize that your game is a steaming pile of crap? And if so, what do you do about it? Once you hit a certain point, it's too late. Or because you need this thing, or we need this Star Wars license. Quick, make Star Wars Galaxies. Oh god, it's not doing very well. Or here's this D&D game, it's doing horribly. Now we're going to try and patch it into goodness after the fact.
You need to have a good idea to begin with and stick with it. The chainsaw issue with Gears of War and how those guys just kept pushing it, kept pushing it. Even Microsoft's like, no, we can't have this dude in the game. They just kept pushing it, kept pushing it. It's either you got to be strong and keep with the game you wanted to make in the first place, or you're going to end up with a steaming pile. There's going to be like a good team, you know, your 5 to 10 designers, whoever you have, the guys who are in charge that are part of the company that aren't the publishers. Those are the guys who have to stand up for the game.
And everybody's passionate about the games. You're not going to be a game company if you didn't like to make games. But just like you brought up, it comes down to it's a business. You gotta have to make money. There's a give and take. You know games are gonna suck. The game comes out, we're looking at it going, wow, this is gonna be a horrible steaming pile of crap.
Exactly.
Some guy is interviewed and he's like, I'm really proud of this game and this and that, and you have to say that. You're thinking in your head, this game is going to flop. This game is going to be a horrible turd that no one will buy.
Ghost Recon for the PC last year, everybody was all hyped about it, and they're like, well, we're not gonna put much effort into it, so we're just gonna scrap it altogether.
I don't know. I still think it's a cop-out.
So you're saying that I don't care, I'm paying $60 for a 360 game, and I quite frankly don't give a crap whose fault it is. If it sucks, it sucks. Whatever.
Publisher this, publisher that. You know, it's your game. Take responsibility for it. Don't give me feed me this bull crap about, oh, well, you really can't blame the devs. We did what we could, and publisher this, publisher that. You know what? You can find a different publisher. Don't say it isn't your fault. You let it get that way.
I agree with you, Bob. That's what I like so much about Blizzard, because Blizzard won't release games. They'll be like, this is going all right, but it's really got another year, so we're not going to even tell you when it's going to come out.
Go hard or go home. That's it.
I mean, you just look at every sports game. Sports have to be out by the time their sport comes out, or there's no use. Major League Baseball 2K6, which we're not going to have time to get to a review of, it does, but it does some things really good and many things very bad, and you could tell it's just like, oh crap, we only have 2 weeks. Ship it, ship it, ship it. There's bugs, problems, there's freezing, they had to patch. It makes you mad, because you're a kid, you're 15 and 16 years old, you're getting paid $5 or $6 an hour, and you're going to work 10 hours to be able to afford a $60 game.
As passionate as I feel about this and, like, you know, take responsibility for your game and whatnot, I do understand the business side, and it gets to the point where you're doing just how they decide, like, when they should stop paying out settlements and just do a recall on a car.
It's not cost analysis, right?
I mean, I realize there's a business side of it. When you're trying to do cost analysis and you decide, like, okay, well, you know, we're not going to make that many, we're not going to sell as many as we thought because our game sucked, but if we put it out now, we'll still make enough that everybody can eat and we'll be able to make, like, you know, a version 2 that'll actually be good. You know, then they'll just ship the game, bugs and all, you know, sell less copies and, you know, the money that they can. And I realize that's the business side of it, but that's not fair to the people who end up buying it and you end up getting some half put together piece of crap. It comes down to business versus your personal pride in what you're doing. It's a lot of the same thing with all these slasher flicks that are coming out now. I mean, sure, a lot of them just are bad movies, but they only cost like $1 million to make. So put them in the theater, they make 16. I mean, dude, that's a pretty good return.
Or they make 2 and then the DVD sales go through the roof.
Exactly.
Forum question.
Jump into our forum question. Let's just use what we just talked about. The question's going to be, whose responsibility is it for a bad game?
Publisher, the developer, the gamer. You're not enjoying it right.
Well, do publishers, those are the guys who are going to publish the game. The developers, those are the designers and the creators and the artists and the sound people. The gamers themselves. The QA department, because they may or may not have missed some bugs or something. Or the marketing department, because they're responsible for the hype wheel that is the marketing for this particular game. So responsibility, whose responsibility is it for a bad game? Publisher, developer, gamer, QA department, marketing. It is biased.
But who knows? You're right, though. It'd be good to put up just because I want to see what some of the people have to say.
Mailbag.
Mailbag time. This one is from Damo says, Hey guys, I'd like to give you a quick review of Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter for the normal Xbox. Normal Xbox Graw is bad. When I got the game, I didn't expect it to have excellent graphics. The gameplay is...
and it didn't!
So is the sound. Controls and basically everything else. The enemy AI is pretty good, and the snipers have excellent zoom. I give Graw for the Xbox a 10 out of 10.
Whoa, what?
Whoa, 10 out of 10. Damo, you're scaring me, man. Let me go on game rankings right quick. I've heard from firsthand...
Actually,
from
EA checks Metacritics, but I'll talk about that next week.
Game rankings gives the Xbox version of Advanced Warfighter 66.2%.
Chris, are you recording?
Yes. So, Damo, I can appreciate your score. I disagree with it. By the way, listening to the show since the beginning, and you were my first podcast, I was the first kid in my year level to listen to podcasts. I am only 12. It's interesting social commentary when they call their grade their level. I am level 5. I will soon be level 6.
Yeah, Metacritic gave it a 66, by the way.
This one is from Tai Chi Man. This is a review of Metroid Prime Hunters. Hey guys, I'm doing a review of the Metroid Prime Hunters game for the Nintendo DS. The first thing I noticed was that the graphics were some of the best on the DS. The other thing was how freaking hard it is to use the stylus to aim. I got the hang of it in 30 minutes. The game thrusts you into the campaign mode with one piece of information. You need to find the source of ultimate power. Four other bounty hunters find it. Alright, here's the key line of this whole review. The single player is fun for the first 30 minutes. Then you realize it's just boring and it's a huge letdown. Linear level design. You get 10% into the game and it doesn't give you any hint on where you're supposed to go to get that next item that you need. That's typical Metroid, right? Oh, gotta get over the wall. Well, to get over the wall, you need to get the jump boots. But to get the jump boots, you gotta get the golden key. To get the golden key, you have to kill the virgin. A 6.5% and the multiplayer a 9%. He put percent. I'm not sure if that... I think he means 6.5 and a 9, respectively. This one is from Roger. He's talking about Spore. In your recent E3 wrap-up, I was surprised you didn't mention Spore by Maxis and EA.
Didn't I mention Spore? I remember seeing the damn demo in class and going, oh my god, that looks awesome!
In the game, you start as a droplet of water and work your way up to the entire galaxy. It is. You're like an amoeba, like a sickle-celled protozoa or something, and then you eventually turn into a double-celled protozoa. And Gaming Steve, who is at the community day, he's got Will Wright on his forums, I believe. He talks about Spore quite a bit. There's some good coverage over there. I'm sorry I had to be on your team, Gaming Steve. We'll get to that next week. This one is from Bob. Mouse versus pads.
Bob, you shouldn't be emailing the show. Sorry.
Bob Sumter. Here we go again. I'm a little sick of people shouting out for keyboard and mouse support on the 360, especially for first-person shooters and the like. Now, before people drown me out, let me explain. I play on both... I'm defending you, Bob Sumter. I play the PC and the 360, and I'm keen on shooters. I don't believe that there can be any argument that the mouse and keyboard is technically a superior controller method for such games. It's simply quicker and more accurate. He prefers the experience using a control pad because it's more immersive and enjoyable. It's down to feel. He prefers feeling of holding a pad, pulling the trigger, as opposed to pushing the mouse. I'll give you that one. It's a little more satisfying to click your trigger finger rather than just click your mouse, but not that much. The rumble feedback for the explosions, and many times before, sitting on the couch with your nice TV and sound system versus sitting at your desk in your work posture.
Depends how nice of a chair you have. It all comes down to what your chair is.
My chair is very, very comfortable.
Yourself a nice desk chair.
Battlefield 2 for the PC and the 360. There is no doubt whatsoever that the PC game is far, far superior. Yet, I find myself playing the 360 version all the time. As a side note, I wish DICE and EA would make the real PC game for the 360. Two important points must be finally observed. This is not a bad email because he goes over some crazy stuff and then tries to justify it even though he's wrong. The game has to be developed...
Send more emails to our show and we'll tell you you're wrong too. Video game show at dreamstation.cc.
First, the game has to be developed and balanced for the pad with the pad in mind. Secondly, it has to be a level playing field where online multiplayer is involved. That means a degree of auto-aim included for the pads, which the PC guys say is cheating. It's not cheating if everyone is playing with the same level of auto-aim.
Cheating!
Comes down to skill if it's a level playing field, is what he's saying, Bob.
Cheating.
People are going to disagree. They want their mouse and keyboard for their 360. I don't want to deny people a choice in the way they game, buying support for that. I do urge any games that offer options to set up servers so that you can have pad only or keyboard mouse only, or mixed for people who don't care. I'm 100% for that. Do both and then have different servers just to make the playing field level.
Whatever you console players with your gamepads with the big shiny buttons.
And your gyroscopic stabilizers and your Sony PS3 controller.
Can you deny that there's a better controller than the Xbox 360 wireless controller?
No, that is not the greatest controller ever. The joystick is the greatest controller ever.
Atari 2600.
Thank you, Bob Sumter.
That is a classic.
Very good email. This one is saying, when does the DS Lite come out? I think June 11th. Correct, sir. Will it cost any more than the current DS price? No. I'm planning to buy a DS soon. I want to know the difference. Is there any good games I should plan on getting? He also liked Tom's editing. What is the DS difference between the Lite and the regular? The Lite is much smaller. It's more compact. It's sexier. The stylus is a little longer. The screen is much brighter. Games that you should buy. Advance Wars. Trauma Center is a must buy.
Lost Magic.
Lost Magic, Keith Diggs. If you can find Phoenix Wright, Ace Attorney or whatever it's called, get that one. Brain Age is a good game.
Work.
It's only $20. Kirby uses a stylus decently. If you're into it, Nintendogs, I don't like it, but most people do.
So I thought there was a big jump between the Advance to the SP, and that's what I was expecting with the jump from the DS to the DS Lite, and I don't think they accomplished that.
That's Nintendo.
Serving disappointments since 1983.
It's-a me, a disappointment.
I feel bad now. That's bad karma. I don't want to make fun of Nintendo. We got into the point of the show where we vote one person off.
I think so, dude. Bye, Chris.
Bye.
Luckily, I'm holding the mouse of immunity, so.
Next topic.
That was a show. That was show 59. DreamStation.cc for news, reviews, interviews, forums, our downloadable show archive. Send us an email, audio preferred, video game show at DreamStation.cc. Spread the word to your friends, family, local gaming stores, etc. Again, thank you for new listeners that have arrived here. Hopefully, you will come back next week. And shout out to all the people that I met out in Seattle, and hope to chat with you guys over email here in the future. Next week, we're going to get into the EA discussion on what actually went down, the impressions of the game, how the controller felt, and some of the other things that we were going to go over, but the NDA is preventing me. And, I think that'll about do it. You guys have any last words here? All right, well, thanks, guys, for being on the show, and we'll talk to you all next week.
Was it a good show?
No.
Towards the end, it got good.
Captain Kirk was insubordinate all the time, and he made it to Admiral. Of course, they took it from him after the fact, but he made it to Admiral.